1035 WIMZ, Knoxville's classic rock. George McFly on the phone with Joel Hoekstra, lead guitarist for Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Joel, take your last bite of your sandwich. We're about to go live.
I gotcha. All right, cool.
It's been a year or two, hasn't it?
Yes, sir. But looking forward to it. Great to be back. I know it's way too early to say Merry Christmas or anything like that, but how about tickets are on sale soon, right? That sounds a lot better.
Yeah, tickets go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. You know, I've already seen you guys twice, and it was just a spectacular show. Now, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, for anybody who hasn't seen you, Joel, what can they expect?
Well, it's a very unique show. Basically, on the front half, there's a story, obviously accompanied by music, so a rock opera, if you will, although it's not proper, like, you know, opera-like singing. Anyway, you get the story on the front half, and that basically puts everybody in the holiday spirit. And then the second half is a little bit more of a, just like a freewheeling rock concert that focuses on the magnitude of the production. And I'd say, you know, we'd like to think that the music is great with TSO and people love to listen to us, but the show is really, really fun to look at. The production is incredible. We've got a video wall, the width of the arena, with all kinds of unbelievable imagery on it throughout the show. We've got a Pink Floyd-esque laser light show that happens. Unbelievable amounts of pyro. So that's a blast, and no pun intended. And then we've got moving hydraulic lifts that the performers are on, sometimes out over the audience playing. And we also go down into the crowd and step right in front of you and play, hand you a guitar pick and whatnot. And, you know, I always like to say it snows indoors, and that can't be too bad, right?
Oh, if they don't get into the holiday spirit after seeing you, they need to go to the local hospital, get themselves a shock treatment. Hey, you're playing guitar up on that pedestal. Do you ever get, I mean, way high in the air. Do you ever get vertigo?
I mean, I have a fear of height.
Does it affect your playing?
You know, I try to tune it out as best I can. And the playing actually helps. The playing actually helps you get through those moments. If you didn't have the guitar to focus on, then you'd have nothing else to focus on but looking down going, gee, what if I fall?
He's like 70 feet in the air, man. I swear to God. I tell you, do they give you double time for that on holiday pay?
You know, man, I've always just rolled with the whole you only live once thing with that. Because going in, I thought, man, I can't go up there. Like, I can't do it. That's going to stress me out too much. And I thought, you know what? My kids are going to come to this show. Wouldn't it be cool if their dad was up there? Dude, I want to let him down and say dad was chicken and didn't want to get up there. So I just kind of tough it out and do it. And that's sort of my philosophy with a lot of things that I'm scared of in my life. All these kind of, you know, all these little daredevil things. It's like, I'll just go ahead and do it. Come on, don't be a wimp. We've also brought back something I should also mention is we brought back our signing line. That's something we've done, despite how big TSO is, after all the evening shows, we've always had an open signing line. So you can come meet the band, we'll sign whatever you got, take pictures, the whole nine yards. And that kind of had to go away during the COVID years. And we pride ourselves in having a good relationship with our fan base. Like, we have people that follow us around city to city, and we're on a first name basis of a bunch of us. Like we're friends with them. And so it's a weird thing when that kind of gets cut off and there's this divide between the band and the fan base. So it's cool that's back this year. So if people come see the show, they can expect to meet us. And that's a great thing as well, that's back. And I should probably also mention the charitable aspect of TSO, but $1 from every ticket sold goes to local charities. Sure. Now, we always work with our local partners. So what the local charity is with you, I couldn't quite tell
it's
you.
The East Tennessee Kidney Foundation.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. So look, the way we've always viewed it is our management usually works with our local partners, and they're usually the ones that give the best advice on where that money should go. I mean, what do we know? We're throwing darts, right? Going maybe here, maybe there. I don't know.
Well, it's always to a good cause. You know, it's not like Aerosmith gives to a good cause. And so God bless you guys. You know, I tell you, it's such a holiday phenomenon. To me, I think there's going to be two things on the holiday bucket list for people. It's A Wonderful Life and to go see TSO.
See, now that's Paul O'Neill's dream right there, man. And that's what's so cool about it. Is here he comes up with this crazy idea, and people, all the naysayers that Paul put his heart and soul into it. And you're a guitar player. You know you got to think a little outside the box when you get into doing what we do.
Absolutely.
I mean, to decide you want to spend your life and make your living playing guitar is a bold move. It's not exactly like saying, now I'm going to go to business school, get my degree, and have a business job. So him thinking outside of the box and wanting this wild dream for this to become a holiday tradition. He always insisted upon that. He was always confident in it. It's really cool to be a part of that and watch that come to fruition, watch that happen. You just can't help but love Paul for that, that he was not only thinking outside the box, but just thinking so big. I mean, dreaming big, man, creating a holiday tradition. So the fact you say that, that means everything.
I hope you sell out everywhere, wherever you go. You guys are incredible. I'll see you again this year. It's November 19th. It's a Wednesday night at the Food City Center. Tickets go on sale tomorrow through Ticketmaster at 10 a.m. $1 from every ticket sold will go to the East Tennessee Kidney Foundation. Joel Hoekstra, we will see you on the 19th, my friend, and it's great talking with you again. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, brother.
All right, take care.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, man.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good people is right. Joel Hoekstra, he's the guitarist for Trans-Siberian Orchestra. The Ghosts of Christmas Past, the best of TSO and more. If you haven't had a chance to see it, or if you want to see it again, they're coming to the Food City Center on Wednesday night, November 19th. Again, tickets go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster, or get all the info at WIMZ.com.